This past Sunday was the last Sunday of the church year, and as this is our last chapel before we turn to the Advent season and focus on the coming of Christ, we'll focus today on the second coming of Christ, recorded for us in Zephaniah chapter 3, verses 14 and 15. Sing aloud, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel, rejoice and exult with all your heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. Have you ever been told that it's all a matter of perspective? It's a pretty sweeping generalization, isn't it? It's all a matter of perspective. Well, I think it's pretty true in a lot of senses. How we see the world, how we react to it, all depends on the knowledge that we have gained in our lives, the experiences that we have had, and all the experience and knowledge shapes the way that we see the world. When it comes to the Old Testament, there is another kind of perspective that we talk about that is called the prophetic perspective. You see, the prophet Zephaniah lived approximately a little more than 600 years before Christ, and likely within 40 years of the Babylonian captivity. And yet he was already warning people about that coming captivity. He was prophesying about the coming Messiah, Jesus Christ, and he was predicting the day of judgment. That's where the idea of the prophetic perspective comes in. Because from Zephaniah's perspective, all these events are happening in the future. From the prophetic perspective, the Babylonian captivity, the coming of Christ, the destruction of Jerusalem, the final day of judgment, are all in the future. And so all these things have been predicted and have come true, except for that last one. Many times the prophets intermingle these prophecies together. And so it can be difficult to tell which event or time the prophet is speaking about, especially in the case of the Babylonian captivity, which is so often called the day of the Lord, and is often made equivalent with the judgment day in the Old Testament prophetic books. The day of the Lord is probably a good theme for the book of Zephaniah. At least 23 times in the short three-chapter book, that day or this day or the coming day is referenced to. And oftentimes when he is speaking of the day that the Babylonians would come would be the judgment of God. And he would take away the kingdom of Israel, or of Judah, because of their unfaithfulness to God. And it's also referring to the judgment of God that he would mete out on that final day of judgment, when he would judge all those who are unfaithful to him on earth. Although the words of our text are very uplifting, gospel-oriented words, the rest of the short book of Zephaniah is in fact very judgment-based and very law-oriented. Let me give you a few examples. The second verse in the entire book of Zephaniah reads, "I will utterly sweep away everything from the face of the earth, declares the Lord." How about verse 15? "A day of wrath is that day, a day of distress and anguish, a day of ruin and devastation, a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness." And if that wasn't enough, verse 17, "I will bring distress on mankind so that they shall walk like the blind because they have sinned against the Lord. Their blood shall be poured out like dust and their flesh like dung." I think you get the idea. And while this terrible language certainly did describe the horrors that the Babylonians wreaked upon Judah all those hundreds of years ago, it also describes a day that has not yet arrived. That day is Judgment Day. We don't often talk about Judgment Day in that way, though, do we? A day of wrath, distress, anguish, ruin, devastation, darkness, gloom, clouds, and thick darkness? Is that the day when you and I will be taken to heaven? Well, our Lord God has promised the full fury of hell on those who fall short of his righteous expectations. And from a purely human perspective, there's that word, perspective, that's exactly how that day will be. So as we go about our daily lives, how do we apply this? Well, we see the sin there. We see the times that we are doing what we should not be doing, and times that we're doing what we should be doing, and we're not doing what we should be doing. From a human perspective, sin, it seems, is winning. And what about the wages of sin? Death. How is death doing in our world? Well, every single day, 150,000 people die worldwide. In our part of the world, the trees and the grass have been dying, making their way towards the winter season, the annual death. Every single day that goes by, whether you feel it or not, is one day closer to your death. From a human perspective, it seems, death is winning. And what about the old evil foe? How is the devil faring in our time? Well, he's convinced 1.6 billion people to follow the Muslim religion, which brings people away from Christ, away from his cross, and in fact leads them against it. Or how about in the Christian ranks? 1.2 billion people are members of the Catholic Church, following the Antichrist himself, who preaches work righteousness rather than Christ righteousness. And even inside the Lutheran ranks, the devil has convinced many churches to reject the Word of God as the truth and authority in this world. And now they accept things like homosexuality as an alternative lifestyle. Again, from a human perspective, it seems that the devil is winning. But look at our text today that I read earlier. The Lord has taken away the judgments against you. He has cleared away your enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. You shall never again fear evil. How can all these forces around us be winning and seem to be winning from our perspective, and yet God is saying that our enemies, our judgments, and the evil of this world is gone? It doesn't seem to mesh, does it? It doesn't make sense, what we see and what we hear in the Bible. And from our limited human perspective, it doesn't. But from God's point of view, from God's perspective, it does. You see, God is not a creature of time like we are. We read from Peter, "With the Lord, 1,000 years is as a day, and a day is as 1,000 years. Our God is able to step back and see time from creation to the day of judgment. And so when he speaks through Zephaniah saying that he has taken away our enemies and our judgments, that is because from his perspective, it is true. It is all done. They have all been taken away. So even though Zephaniah lived more than 600 years before Christ, in God's eyes, Christ's sacrifice was already complete. The victory had been won. That's why we are told there is no one who can hold any judgment against us, because Christ already paid for it. Through his death on the cross, he bore the judgments for all mankind, for all time. Romans 8:32 reads, "He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies." You see, it is all a matter of God's perspective. Because when God looks on you, he does not see your sin. When God looks on you, he sees Jesus. When God looks on you, he doesn't see your filthy rags. When he looks at you, he sees Jesus' handcrafted robes that he made for you each day while he was here on earth. From God's perspective, you are his righteous and holy child because of the faith you have in Christ Jesus. Zephaniah says, "He has cleared away all of our enemies." All of our enemies, sin, death, and the devil, are done away with. Even though from our perspective it seems today as if they are winning, from God's perspective they have already been defeated. Again, because of what Jesus did for us. He is the promised seed that crushed the head of the serpent and destroyed death forever. And now we can fear death as little as we fear our own bed, because our death is simply the doorway to heaven. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in your midst. Among us right now, Jesus is here. He is that King of Israel. Though in a human perspective, Jesus has been gone for 2,000 years, from God's perspective, he is here, ruling and reigning in our hearts. And when he comes again in glory on that last day, we will have nothing to fear. There will be no evil. There will be no disasters. There will be no sorrows. There will be no enemies. The King of Israel will rule among us for all eternity. What a glorious day that will be. You see, perspective is a very powerful thing. When we look at our lives through the lenses of Scripture, when we look at our lives through the eyes of God, we see with authority and we see with truth, because it is God's perspective that is the way it really is. It's been described to me as a Persian rug. As we look at it on a loom from on top, all we see are snags, mismatched colors, seeming errors, because that's the bottom of the rug. That's what our life looks like when we look at it from this earthly side of heaven. But when you flip it upside down, when you look at our lives from God's perspective in heaven, it is a masterpiece. Intricately detailed onto the most minute threads of gold and silver, masterfully crafted with the most brilliant patterns and colors we can imagine. All brought together by our Heavenly Father to ensure that each one of you, his children, will someday spend eternity with him in glory. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Amen. We will sing of this glory and this strife that is over in hymn 210, verses 1 and 2. Hymn 210, verses 1 and 2.